Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Today we look at yet another aspect of our personality's commanding self highlighted through this tale that I will narrate. The commanding self here points the mixture of primitive and conditioned responses common to everyone, which inhibits and distorts human progress and understanding. Written in response to requests for clarification, interviews, question and answer sessions, lectures, the following section of the book present a study theme intended to enable the student to observe the functioning of their own emotional and conditioned responses. To the tale, titled here, The World. People follow one creed or system after another, each one believed to provide the answer. That the thing that will solve all problems. Once again, people follow one creed or system after another, each one believed to provide the answer. The thing that will solve all problems. In the West, for instance, people followed religion and then threw it up for reason, some of them, of course. Then they put all their money on industry and finally on technology, until they have run off panaceas. Until they have run off panaceas, they are unlikely to cure this habit. The tale, the world. There was once a man who took a flock of sheep and some bags of grain to market. He sold the grain and hid the money about him and was looking for a buyer for the flock when a trickster approached him. "I know someone who wants a flock of sheep just like that one," he said, and led the farmer to a gate. "Just wait outside this house," he said, "and I will drive the sheep into the yard and let the owner look at them. He knows me and is suspicious of rustics." He drove the animals through the gate and through the alleyway at the back of another road. Shortly afterward, he sold the sheep very quickly and cheaply. Disguising himself as a pilgrim, he hurried back to where the dupe had just realized that he had been cheated. "Good sir," he cried, "I have just seen a man such as you describe driving a flock of sheep like yours into a certain barn. Come with me, I will show you." When they arrived at a large barn, the trickster said, "Go in there quickly, I will hold your horse." As the farmer walked to the barn, intent on getting his sheep back, the thief galloped away with the horse and sold it in the market for 1/10 of its value. The farmer was deeply distressed and ran hither and thither, crying out, "I have been robbed." The thief now disguised himself as a scholar and found the distraught man once again. "Have you nothing left, my poor friend?" he asked. "Well, I have the money I got from my grain, and so I had better walk home to such and such a place where I live, and count myself lucky that something remains to me." "As it happens," said the trickster, I'm going that way myself with this bag of money, which is to be used to build a new college. He indicated a bag which he had filled with stones. Let us travel together for safety on the road, the farmer agreed, and they set off. After some time, the pair were crossing a bridge over a stream when the thief let his bag fall into the water. Oh, he cried, I'm ruined. I'm too old and frail to descend into the river, and the money is lost. I shall be disgraced. I'll get the bag, said the farmer, if you give me 10% of what is in it. Willingly, agreed the villain, and the farmer stripped off his clothes and left them together with his own profit from the grain on the bridge. The thief made off with the money and the clothes. When the naked and dripping farmer reached the bank and opened the bag, he found the stones. The shock finally turned his head. He is now convinced, they tell me, that all he has left himself will be stolen from him. And he ranges the street of the town alternately calling for his lost goods and cursing the thief, whom he so often thought to be his friend. Here ends the tale. And you can buy your book from any of the stores near you, bookstores near you, or via any online portal. Or if you can see the link below, while listening to the podcast, you can click on the link. And before I end today's episode, let us remember, our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about, seeking ways to assuage the craving. Instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped of ordinary life, and we become freer in our action and choices. Listeners and friends, I thank each one of you for taking time out and listening to the podcast. And if you listen to the podcast regularly and have not subscribed yet, please do subscribe and leave your reviews. And also click on the bell icon to be notified for new episodes that are uploaded every week. Hoping and wishing that you all are safe and healthy, and so are your near and dear ones. Once again, thank you very much. You have a good day. Namaste.